praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. In 1924, Witness Lee was dynamically saved by the Lord as a young man in his native China, and he promptly consecrated the rest of his life to the gospel. He co-labored with Watchman Nee for parts of the next three decades, and in 1962, Witness Lee was led by the Lord to come to the United States. During his 35 years of service to the Lord in America, he ministered in weekly meetings and weekend conferences, delivering thousands of spoken messages. Much of his speaking has since been published as more than 400 titles, many of which have been translated into numerous foreign languages. He gave his last public conference in February 1997 at the age of 91. We're happy today to be able to bring you recorded excerpts from his speaking and encourage you to contact us if you have any further questions or comments. Please send email to radio@lsm.org. Now, let's join today's program. Remember back to the very first problem that affected mankind in the Bible. It was the serpent tempting the woman to eat of the tree of knowledge instead of the tree of life. Now consider Paul's word to the Corinthians, addressing the impact that those who claimed to be apostles had upon them as they ministered a different Jesus to the believers in Corinth. Chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians, verse 3. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your thoughts would be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity toward Christ. Paul's fear was that the teaching of these so-called apostles would have the same result as the serpent's deception in Genesis 3, to distract the believers away from the enjoyment of Christ's life and to bring them to another tree, a tree that leads to death. Francis Ball has joined us for a very incredible portion in the New Testament, Francis, in Paul's second epistle to the believers in Corinth. And this analogy that he makes back to the Garden of Eden and the two trees, it's really something, isn't it?
That really showed a lot of discernment. If we look back at what happened in the Garden of Eden, we can get a clue of how to be kept away from deceptions that would lead us away from the enjoyment of the tree of life.
Yeah. The situation, we've just touched it in our program yesterday, initially, the situation, Paul, of course, had raised up this church, brought them forth with the gospel of grace and the ministry of God's economy, and as he was off working in other areas, others had come, taken it upon themselves to come and speak a different line to the believers in Corinth, with somewhat a mixture, I would say, the Old Testament dispensation with that of the New Testament gospel of grace. And the effect was that their simple enjoyment and purity toward Christ had really been corrupted. So that's the backdrop in which Paul brings up this analogy to the Garden of Eden, isn't it?
Yes, that really is a fact, too. I have known of cases where people get saved very purely, very simply, and learn to enjoy Christ immediately. But then someone comes along, but have you heard of this doctrine?
Yeah.
Or have you heard of that doctrine? And lead them astray from the enjoyment of Christ to the tree of knowledge. Knowledge is really a distraction from the enjoyment of Christ in that kind of way.
Well, you know, as a very young believer, I remember distinctly having this experience. I had just gotten saved, and my enjoyment of the Lord was very fresh and sweet. And I was actually walking along in a park and praying and reading the Bible, and was just filled with a very sweet and simple enjoyment of Christ. And some people came up and said, gee, we noticed you were reading the Bible, and they took it upon themselves to try to help me out in a way very similar to what you just described. And the effect on me, even as someone who had just been in the Lord a few weeks, was so dramatic, and it made this point very vividly to me. And then, of course, I was with some others who helped me back into the enjoyment of Christ. But this has happened over the history probably innumerable times. And we really praise the Lord for a word like this that brings us back to this sweet, simple enjoyment of Christ.
I look forward to this message because I feel this is a real clue to how to help people to go on with the Lord. Keep in the enjoyment of Christ. Don't be distracted by some kind of complicated teaching. some kind of complicated knowledge that really results in death.
Really so. Well, let's look at this portion in its whole context here. I'll read maybe the first three or four verses of chapter 11 to set the stage for Witness Lee's sharing. In verse 1, Paul begins, "I wish that you would bear with me in a little foolishness, but indeed you do bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a jealousy of God, for I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your thoughts would be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity toward Christ. For if indeed he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you bear well with him." Here's Paul's word of warning and his word of drawing their attention back to this picture in the garden, Eve before the two trees. And that is our story today. Let's go to Witness Lee.
The Apostle Paul pointed out that the teaching by the Judaizers was just like the deceiving word by the serpent to Eve. What the serpent did to Eve was to distract her from the enjoyment of the tree of life. And the way the serpent used to distract Eve was just to point her to another tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, issuing in death. With the tree of life, it is simple. Only one element, life. But with the other tree, you have the knowledge, you have good, you have evil, and you have also death. Quite complicated. Now, Paul applies what the Judaizers did to what the serpent did to Eve. There in the garden, you have a wife. And here in Corinth, you have a virgin. That wife in the Garden of Eden got distracted by the subtle serpent. And now, here in Corinth, this bride and this virgin is distracted by the same one. The Judaizers were just the followers of this serpent. They claim what they preached was concerning Jesus. But Paul discerned that was another Jesus. That was not the very Jesus whom Paul preached. That was another gospel. It was not so easy for the Corinthian believers to discern the name the same. But how to differentiate? This needs a lot of discernment. In principle, the situation we are in is just the same. Sometimes the titles are the same. Sometimes the terminologies are the same. Yet, under the discernment, no, it's not the same.
Francis, one of the striking points here, I think when we give a casual consideration back to the story in the Garden of Eden, most people consider that the temptation there was to do something sinful, or according to our common thought of what it is to do something sinful, immoral or impure. But here we see Paul likening that deception, that temptation, to something that's being preached by these so-called religious workers, servants of the Lord. It's all in the context of religion here now, isn't it?
Well, he really made it clear that there is such a thing as preaching another Jesus. When Paul came to Corinth, he came with a full assurance of the gospel of Christ. And he spoke the word in such a way that the gospel was pure and it brought them to the enjoyment of Christ. But by this time, they have really been distracted. And I can remember a lot of occasions where I've known new believers who were so fresh in their belief and so fresh in their enjoyment of Christ, they get distracted by two or three from different angles coming with other teachings, with another gospel. Really, they claim to be the apostles of Christ, but they're really preaching another Jesus, and they really have another gospel. So I really appreciate what Paul has brought out here to the Corinthians, the simplicity and the purity that's in Christ. If we keep this in mind, we really will be kept in the enjoyment of the Lord. If you get distracted with that other tree, you fall into the same trap that Eve fell into, and even you'll do what Eve did, and she brought her husband into that trap, and invariably, if you fall into that trap, you'll bring others into the trap, and they get away from the enjoyment of Christ in a simple way.
He brought out that on the one tree, it is quite simple. There's just one element there, the tree of life. But with this second tree, it's a far more complicated picture, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You have knowledge, you have good, you have evil. These are the things that are emphasized by this kind of teaching and these kind of teachers. They know what's good, they know what's evil, and it ends up in death. Those four items that are on that tree make it a very complicated tree and quite intriguing for the mind.
Let's look at these other so-called apostles, Francis. Paul comes back to them a little later on in the chapter. In verse 13, he says, "For such ones are false apostles, deceitful workers, transfiguring themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transfigures himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if also his ministers transfigure themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works." Oh, my goodness. It's not a light thing to lead someone astray from their simple, pure love and enjoyment of Christ, is it?
It certainly is a serious matter, and it pays to just be simple and love the Lord.
Well, let's go back to Witness Lee.
The genuine gospel always imparts the Lord Jesus into people that these believers would just love him, appreciate him, follow him, and take him as everything. This is the genuine gospel. Through these past centuries, a lot of preachers, a lot of teachers, they also preached something from the Bible. Yet their preaching, their teaching, distract people from the precious person of the Lord Jesus. God's goal is life. And this life is just God himself in Christ as the Spirit. This is the tree of life. And the way of the enemy to distract people from this goal is knowledge, good, evil, that all issue in death. Death simply means a separation from the enjoyment of God. If we don't have the enjoyment of God, we are in death. We just suffer death. And this is fully revealed in Romans 8. Satan's distraction is just to separate us from enjoying God as our life. Through the centuries, a lot of teachings concerning theology, concerning religion, concerning doctrines, concerning religious practices, a lot of teachings concerning certain kind of rituals of worship to God. All these teachings are in the line of knowledge. These teachings do not bring people into the enjoyment of God. These teachings rather just separate you from the enjoyment of God.
Francis, he began by saying the genuine gospel always imparts the Lord Jesus into people, that these ones would just love him, appreciate him, and follow him. I jotted down a simple definition he gave of spiritual death. Death simply means a separation from the enjoyment of God. That says it pretty well, doesn't it? It
certainly does, because God's purpose is life. The gospel is to impart life, and the enjoyment of Christ is to continue in the way of life. So when teachings come along to disturb that enjoyment and to try to lead you away to discerning what's good, what's evil, and this and that, this is really a distraction away from Christ and a very dangerous thing to fall into. So we have to identify these would-be apostles who lead us away to the tree of knowledge, because the result of that tree is death. But we like to keep in the way of life. The way of life is just to enjoy Christ as the tree of life.
Through the years, it seems that this has been a tactic, a strategy that God's enemy has employed against his people repeatedly, hasn't it? Whether it is a good teaching that tracks our taste in a way that, oh, that's interesting, and you really dive into a certain line, or if it's a ritual or a practice, it can be in a number of different fashions. But the net concern of all of these things is, do they bring us to Christ, or do they lead us away from Christ? And that is the test that we're going to look at in this last segment, isn't it?
That's really what we need to see, and I hope we could help many, many people to be distracted from the tree of knowledge and attracted to the tree of life, which is really Christ himself. Because these other things all come up to either frighten us or cause us to doubt or intrigue us to cause us to take another emphasis. But the real emphasis for the Christian life is the enjoyment of Christ as life himself.
Paul was really wise, wasn't he, in the way he began this chapter and his introduction of this matter to the Corinthians. I'm jealous over you, he said, with a jealousy of God. I have betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ, really putting us in the proper position as our bride, focused on the bridegroom.
Yeah, this was really touching, because it really is what happens. We get involved with all of these kind of teachings that separate us from the enjoyment of Christ. We're really being deceived, like Satan deceived Eve.
That other bride.
She was the bride, or yeah. She was the wife, and now Paul refers to the Corinthians as the bride. And this is really true of all of us who are believers. We're part of the bride of Christ. Mm. We shouldn't be so easily distracted to other suitors.
Exactly. Well, let's go back to Witness Lee for our final portion.
Suppose today two letters are here, preaching another Jesus. Do you have the assurance that you can discern? I don't have the assurance. But I have a secret. If your preaching helps me to enjoy the Lord, to get more life supply, that is the right one. If your preaching cuts me off from the enjoyment of the Lord, I'm pretty sure that is of Satan. That is the serpent. The unique secret for us to discern is life or death. Whatever you hear, if that stops your enjoyment of the Lord, that's death. The genuine ministry from the Lord always strengthens you in the enjoyment of the life supply. I tell you, good others are not going to be reduced. Good others are going to be increasing. You just keep this principle. Anything that strengthens your enjoyment of the Lord, this is of the spirit of the New Testament ministry. You have to underline verses 2 and 3. Paul was wise. He knew Satan is spreading a snare of doctrine. And Paul stayed away from this snare. Paul said, I betrothed you to one husband to present you a pure virgin to Christ. Just be single and be pure. Don't be complicated in your mind. Don't be complicated with this kind of teaching, that kind of teaching. Keep yourself always so single and so pure to enjoy all the time the Lord as your life supply.
Francis, his strong encouragement to the Corinthians, and I think we can say to ourselves as well, because this problem did not end in the first century. As we've been talking and pointed out, it continued and has continued and continues now and probably will until the Lord comes. What is it to live this kind of life that is in the purity and the simplicity and the day-by-day enjoyment of Christ?
To live this kind of life is really to keep yourself in the enjoyment of Christ in a simple way. It doesn't mean that we don't learn things. It doesn't mean that we don't study the Bible. But our study must always bring us to the enjoyment of Christ in a simple way and not be distracted by others' considerations of this doctrine and that teaching and other practices that may sound so good. But to get into the realm of just what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong, is really to leave the simplicity that's in Christ. So I really appreciate the Apostle Paul. He was so discerning to know the difference between the real preaching of the gospel and to know how to present the gospel to people so they would be brought into the enjoyment of Christ. And now even to help them to return to that enjoyment away from all the distractions that lead to death. So we can measure everything by life and by death. What brings me into death is just the considerations of different kind of teachings or different attractive messages by so-called apostles, and not be kept right in the simplicity that's in Christ for my enjoyment.
He referred us, I can't recall if it was in this section or the one just before, to Paul's word in Romans chapter 8. This is a chapter that is really the chapter of deliverance from the kind of problem that the Corinthians were suffering, and I think the kind of problem most of us suffer at one time or another in our Christian life, and that is we've been distracted into trying to behave ourselves as Christians as opposed to enjoying the one who really is the source of the Christian life within us. And Romans 8 verse 2, "For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death." And that law is the one that fully operates on this other tree, isn't it?
It certainly is true. It really operates on the wrong tree, because we're admonished just to keep ourselves in the simplicity that's in Christ. The mind that's set on the flesh is death. This should be a real clue to us.
Yeah.
But the mind that's set on the Spirit is life and peace.
These two things tend to go together, don't they?
They really do.
Life and peace. Francis, always enjoyable fellowship, and I feel like when we have a chance to have this time together in the radio studio, I always get brought back to Christ. So you have our standing invitation to join us again as we continue on, and now really have just a few days left in this life study of 2 Corinthians.
Thank you very much, Chris. This is my enjoyment to be with you in the studio on several occasions.
Well, we have a minute here to tell you about the printed material that supplements these radio programs for the life study of 2 Corinthians. It's a two-volume set and about 59 messages in total in these two volumes, and we hope that you'll contact us via our toll-free number, if that's convenient for you, about how to receive them. If you'd like to reach us, our toll-free number, 1-888-LIFE-STUDY, 888-543-3788. Or you can write to us at Living Stream Ministry, Post Office Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814. Or send email to us, and our email address is radio@lsm.org. And at our website, lifestudy.com, we have all of our past programs are archived there and available for you to listen to on your computer at your convenience, anytime, day or night. And again, that website is located at www.lifestudy.com. For Francis Ball, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening today. Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee. These programs are based on messages Witness Lee gave when he did a comprehensive book-by-book study of the Bible, showing how Christ is life to man. Whether you're hearing these life studies via radio, online, or as a podcast, we hope you'll visit our website, lifestudy.com. www.thepreciouspersonstudies.com. There, you'll find more than 1,700 audio studies covering every book of the Bible. Again, that's lifestudy.com. Thanks again for listening.